It's 8:36. Hey, good morning. I'm Scotty O. I've got Canadian singer-songwriter, even better, Nova Scotian singer-songwriter on the line with us. Rhea May is joining me on the phone. Rhea is playing in Port Hawkesbury November 1st. Rhea, welcome to the show. I think this is the first time for you.
It is. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So welcome to the Hawk. We've been playing your stuff for years. Last time that I know of, you played in Port Hawkesbury was part of the Granville Green Summer Concert Series in 2019, which seems like so long ago. Like, where you been for 6 years? What's going on?
I know. Well, you know, I can't remember anything.
Fair.
Past 2 years ago. So you tell me.
Fair. I can't give you anything either.
I was thinking that it's been way too long since I've been up that way.
Yeah.
And I'm so, so excited to get back.
And Rhea, you got a new album coming out. I'm dropping the ball here. I'm dropping it all. Like, you got a new album coming out. We got the new single. I'm not sure if Chuck played it on East Coast Rising over the weekend or not, or if this is a debut. But I'm about to play the new single. Let's talk about this though. Like, you had an album. What was it, 9 years ago?
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Right? And then a couple of EPs and a couple of singles. Like, you haven't disappeared from the music biz, right? Or the music scene.
Not really. Not more than anyone else during COVID.
But yeah.
I just, for some reason, have never done that second full-length album. I just did a bunch of mini albums and singles. And I finally just had, you know, a big group of songs that all fit together. So, yeah, I figured I'd do album number two, and it's titled Two.
Which is so great. I love the fact that it's called Two. Now, so what's going on in life? Like, that's music stuff, and that's business stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on in life? What's going on in life for Rhea right now?
Oh, you know what? I have two little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have a six-year-old and a three-year-old.
Oh, your hands are full.
Hands are full. I'm also preparing to go out to Ontario just after I see you guys in Port Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a little tour through Ontario and then just keep rolling out the new music from the album. So it's a busy time for sure.
Now, the new album is dropping November 7th, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But you've already dropped the new single, which I want to play in a second. But by the way, I want to point this out there. Rhea May is playing in Port Hawkesbury at the Bearhead Room at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center November 1st. It is a Friday night. It's Saturday night, just after the Friday night Halloween party, right? So everybody going to go out and party for Halloween. And then the Saturday night, you're going to go to the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center, check out Rhea May. Okay?
That's a good weekend.
It's a great weekend, right? Now, is Halloween a thing for you?
Halloween's a thing for me with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, it sounds like a lot of people in Port Hawkesbury will be a bit hungover. I don't think that's going to be me this year, but we'll see.
Okay. Not saying that you have to, you know, drink the adult beverages on the kids' Halloween, but do you dress up with the family? Do you dress up with the kids?
Yeah. I like to dress up. I like to, I'm also like a wimp with the cold. So I'm like, for me to be out at night when it's dark, I have like 10 costumes on. I have all the costumes.
Oh, okay. Dressing in
I love it.
Dressing in layers is always good.
That's it.
Always good. I was talking about that on the radio this morning, that, you know, the temperature's dropping across the province and that it's going to be probably cold come Halloween, and that you're going to have to go, you go out with the snowsuit on, right? And the costume over top of the snowsuit. So always make sure your costume is bigger than you are, so the snowsuit can fit underneath.
That's right.
I get it. So the 6-year-old and the 3-year-old, the 6-year-old in school, back to school today?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
3-year-old not back at school.
Not so much. No.
No. Okay, I got you. So is it a big thing as a mom then to be able to write music, perform music, go out on tour? Do you bring the kids with you?
I bring them sometimes when it makes sense, but it's usually not. It's usually too late for them.
Okay.
So they stay. We have lots of help in Halifax, and they certainly don't come on the tours.
Okay.
But it makes it fun, you know, and it makes me want to play earlier shows too and have more all-age events.
Yeah.
It adds to the excitement. It's it's a fun time.
Because I know you're announcing, or it's been announced. I saw it on your Facebook page that that you got a West Coast tour coming up, like in the early part of next year.
That's right. Yeah, in February and March, I'll be Winnipeg and West. Winnipeg all the way to BC.
Yeah.
So that will be the official two tour. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The Port Hawkesbury, people in Port Hawkesbury are going to be the first people to get the new vinyl.
This is what I was going to ask, right? Because you're dropping the album on November 7th, but you're playing November 1st in Port Hawkesbury. Is there any early drops?
That's it. So people in Port Hawkesbury and Truro will be the first to get this new album, which is pretty exciting. And I always love just giving that to people in Nova Scotia. Like, it's always more exciting to feel like, okay, here you don't tell the label. Here's the vinyl before the tour.
Ooh, and don't say it on the radio either.
Yeah, this isn't on the radio.
This is you and me. It's you and me. It's like I like to tell people that, you know, it's just you and me having a conversation like in aisle five at the grocery store, and don't say the bad words because we can't have the bad words on the radio. I tell everybody that before we get on the radio. Rhea, the new album is called Two. Forgive me, what was the first album called?
I'm not very creative with album names. My first one was just called nothing. It was self-titled, Rhea
May. Okay, so the first album, Rhea May, the second album, Two. I know we if this was a sports interview, we never look past the next game.
Mm-hmm.
But is there more? Is there more? Is there three? Are we looking at four?
I'm hoping that there's a lot more, and I love that now I have names for them already. That's the hardest part of being a musician for me.
You've got three, four, five. Who else did? Chicago did that. Chicago as a band did that. They just named their albums numbers, right?
I love that.
So you get to follow suit completely. Rhea, take me through this new song, The Ring. All right. So this is the new single. It's the first single off the new album, which you can get in Port Hawkesbury when her show comes into Port Hawkesbury November 1st. Get your tickets at phcivic.com. I have to tell you that. Or go to the box office. Talk to Kelly or Annie. They will hook you up with tickets there at the box office in Port Hawkesbury. So, Rhea, tell me a little bit about this song, The Ring. Damn. That's the way it's written, right? It says the ring,
right.
And then in for those that can't see, because it's radio, there's brackets or parentheses, and then damn. And
that's it.
So explain this to me.
I'm glad that's not like a swear. That's a radio friendly word.
It is a radio friendly word. It's kind of like damn, I wish I was your lover. You remember that from sort of thing.
Perfect. Well, you know, I had this little thing in my head for probably a year and a half where I wanted to just sing the word damn, like, damn, da-na-na. And then a few months ago, I had a bunch of conversations regarding, like, my, you know, like on the business end of music with the agent, with the label and all this stuff. And I was just like, I was a little bit mad at a few of the things that were happening.
Yeah.
Just the timelines weren't, and you know, we all get that thing where I'm like, I'm smiling, but like on the inside, my head is just like, oh, I'm so angry. And I hung up one of these phone calls and all the words finally just came out in that song. So it's sort of me just being like, okay, you know, just giving myself a moment to be like, I'm so mad, I'm going to fight you. Of course, I'm not going to fight somebody, but I might in Port Hawkesbury.
let's hope not. Let's hope not. Yeah, let's not throw down in Port Hawkesbury. A couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks actually. Tickets are on sale now at phcivic.com. Rhea May taking to the stage at the Bearhead Conference Center in the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center on November 1st. Rhea, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. This is the first time that we've had the opportunity to talk over the course of your music career. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, thank you. And I so appreciate you guys playing my music over the years. It means so much. I'm so looking forward to the show.
We still play like the snot out of Bend too. I love Bend. I love Bend. Actually, you know what? Before I let you go, can we talk about some of your older stuff too? I know it's one thing to just promote the new stuff, which is The Ring. Damn, we're going to play that in a second. But let's talk about this. Like, Close Off has made you like an international superstar, right?
Mm-hmm. Close Off was the one that really changed the career for me. Yeah.
Okay.
And I made that with Classified.
Yeah.
And Benz, the other song that you referenced, that was made with Serena Ryder. And I'll tell you a very quick story about that.
Sure.
Is I thought I had that song done. I didn't have the And so I met up with Serena in Toronto, and I was all smug and cocky. I said, listen to this new song. And she goes, oh, it's good, but it doesn't have a hook. And, like, to tell a songwriter their song doesn't have a hook, that's like your grilled cheese doesn't have cheese on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Serena Ryder, shut up.
Yeah, and I was, like, kind of embarrassed, but I was like, oh. And she's like, no, it needs something like, And that's what everyone sings. It totally made that a song. And I'm forever grateful for that meetup.
Nice. Nice. Well, Serena, thank you. She might be listening, Serena Ryder. So thank you, Serena, for throwing that in there. Rhea, thank you for going back. I want to go through, like, your whole thing, though, like now. Like your whole category.
Yeah.
Let's go Red Light. Tell me about Red Light. I'm going to throw every song at you.
Oh, I love it. Red Light, I wrote because... I got broken up with in a car.
Yeah. In a car?
In a car. Oh. And I was just hoping for all these red lights to have more time to, like, make my case.
Yeah. So, I feel that.
And it was, that song was one of my first times co-writing with Port Cities. Do you remember Port Cities?
I do remember That's Port band. Cities.
Incredible band.
Yep.
That song, Montreal, is still one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from Cape Breton. And they sat with me, and I told them this story, and they helped me craft that song. And I just think it's so well written because of them.
Who did more work, Carlton or Dylan? Or Bria?
Oh,
or Bria?
Bria
did?
Always Bria.
Okay, always Bria. Always Bria. That's the thing, right? They're great songwriters, all three of them.
Yeah,
all three of them.
So good.
Oh, all right, God. I'm going to throw one more at you. Too Close. Tell me about Too Close.
Too Close. I wrote that with Dan Tolevsky.
Yep.
And Ryan from B44. Remember
mm-hmm.
B44?
I do remember B44 because I'm going to get down on it before it gets down on you.
That's it. So I was huge fans of them both. We had been talking about writing. We went up to Ryan's house for 2 days. We wrote about 3 or 4 songs, and we thought all of them were meh. And then a few weeks later, we revisited this one demo called Too Close. And we were like, oh, wait a minute, there's something here. And Ryan, like, vocal coaches. He's the best singer I've ever come across. And he just really coached us to get these really smooth vocals. Like, I feel like that's my best vocal performance on any recording.
Really?
Because of, oh, yeah.
On Too Close.
On Too Close. Yeah, just like in a technical sense. Like,
yeah.
He just wouldn't. We spent the entire day, like, re-singing line by line by line. He wanted that, like, early 2000s perfect pop vocal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rhea, you do have the sound. I give you that 100%. Yay, Rhea! And thanks for taking time to go, because I know we were totally over interview time.
That's okay.
To go back and, like, reminisce about some of the old stuff.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Again, Rhea May at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center, November 1st. Get your tickets at phcivic.com. Drop by the box office or call them 1015 is our radio station number. Oh, 4591 is the number of the Civic Center. I got lost there for a second. Rhea, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm going to play The Ring, okay?
Amazing. Thanks so much.
This is Rhea's brand new music called The Ring. Damn! Rhea May on The Hawk.